Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. This is Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Aaron Gurnis. Our guest today on Let's Talk Knoxville is the Knoxville Library Youth Services Coordinator, Holly Shelford. We're going to be putting a bow on the summer reading program at the Knoxville Library this year, kind of recap it, and let you know about some of the things that are going on this fall at the Children's Department. Well, Holly, thanks very much for being here with us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
We're just talking a little bit about the summer reading program, and it's wrapped up now. Always very busy whenever I came to one of the events. This room that we were talking in here right now was always filled to the brim, and it seemed like there was a lot of participation by the kids and a lot of participation by the families.
We did. We had a really great summer program this year. We had 585 people register to participate in our summer reading program, and of that 585, we had 342 complete the entire program and turn in their reading logs for their prizes and their books. So that was about a 59% completion rate, which we were excited about. We were kind of shooting for that 65% number. We had great programs here this summer, and we kind of started off with the magic show with Rick Eugene, going by a new performance called A Two-Man Juggling Act, and it was just spectacular. We heard a lot of great compliments on that program. They were fantastic. Once you bring in a program, you always learn more about it. If I would bring them back again with the opportunity, we would probably go into a bigger place. We were just packed into the library here, and we definitely would need to move that into a larger room and higher ceilings, but they still did a fantastic juggling performance for us. We also followed it up with some African drumming. We also had Creations with a Twist, which was our balloon storytelling performance, which is always a favorite. And again, the room was just packed in here. And we also followed up with Mad Sciences Central Iowa, along with our other projects of story times, which we had a great turnout for, even for the younger and the older children. We also had a chess hour 5 weeks this summer, and that was great to see the kids perform in that. So overall, fantastic program.
Of course, the summer reading program's purpose is kind of to bridge that gap between the end of the school year and the beginning of the new school year. Keep kids reading, keep kids interested in learning, and keep them busy as well. I know I talked to a young boy during Outdoor Day here at the library, and he was very excited to have participated in the reading program. He was very excited about all the books that the library had, and he said he couldn't wait to keep coming back to the library.
You know, it is. We have this program here for numerous reasons. And one, of course, we want to bridge that gap between when they're out of school and then returning to school in the fall, and to keep them reading. And, you know, there's just a lot of research that is proven that reading is so very important to all aspects of their education. So we want to bridge that gap. The other thing is we want to provide activities for the children throughout the summer to entertain them, give them something to do, and then we want to make sure that they can do that in a safe atmosphere. Yes, Outdoor Day was another fantastic day that we always end our summer reading program with. This year we tied it into our 100th birthday here at the public library, and as well as you, we talked to a little girl, and she just said this was the best day of her life. And when you hear comments like that, I mean, you just couldn't be prouder of what I do and in here. And it makes your, you know, it makes your day. It makes that I enjoy coming to my job.
And now that the school year is less than a month away, actually, you guys have, of course, wound down the regular summer reading program, but there will continue to be other programs, maybe for children younger than those going to school right now, and you'll keep busy in the children's department and overall in the library.
We do. And that's kind of our goal. We're hoping to bring in more programs, not only for the younger children that are preschool age that are not participating in, you know, K through 12, but we're also hoping to bring more adult programs in to get those adults active here at the library as well. We will start up with our preschool story times coming in September, so we have to look forward to that. And then many other surprise programs. In the upcoming weeks, of course, we'll be preparing here for the Nationals, and we also have our book sale through our Friends of the Library coming up during the Thursday, Friday of Nationals.
All right. Well, is there anything else that you would like to add today as we wrap up?
Just a big thank you out to our community. Again, the support that they give the library in their contributions toward, you know, money, supplies, work, you know, time that they put into us to help us, you know, have the summer reading program. It is supported by our community, and it just lets us know that we are important to them and that they are very important to us as well.
All right. Well, thanks very much, Holly.
You're welcome. Thank you.